Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome back to the ADRC Insider right here only on WOMT, 1240 AM, 107.9 FM, and streaming online anytime, WMTRadio.com. Wendy's back in the studio. Good morning and happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
it's the Carrie. Holiday season. Hopefully you're enjoying this time of the year.
I am, and this is always one of the highlights of my month, I have to say, coming here.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you being here each and every week. We have a guest in the studio. I'm going to let you do a little introduction for our guest this morning.
Okay, we have Gary Thomas here with us. And I have to tell you, the first time I met Gary was at the Thanksgiving home-delivered meal deliveries. And my dad had dementia, and Gary was very, very kind to him. And every year after, when my dad would come, you'd always come up, and he really appreciated that handshake. So beyond that, you do some pretty wonderful things for our home-delivered meal program. And I'm just wondering, do you have a story. Do you have a story you could share? Just explaining a little bit, like something that was really special to you that happened as a volunteer.
Oh, lots of things have happened that are special. I've got some of the best relationships. And I tell people the reason I do this is because my father started doing home-delivered meals when he was in Florida when he retired. Then when I did the same thing. Mm. And so I've been doing it about 12 years, but I get more out of it than the people do. And there's always something, and I just I have so many stories. I wish I had a good one for you, but I mean they're just some of these people. You're the only person they talk to in the course of a day, and it's so important. I guess my biggest story is I'm always the guy that's late. coming back.
Well, I was going to say, not this morning. You were early for the broadcast.
Okay. Aside from that, I'm the last one to bring the bags back.
Yeah.
Because if somebody feels like talking,
you're going to listen.
You know their situation, you know, and you spend the time talking to them, and it just makes you feel so good. I get so much more out of it.
I would imagine, Gary, you know, that not only are you making an impact and a difference in people's lives, but your life has been impacted as well, too, by hearing stories and being able to connect as a volunteer. I mean, sometimes people think that, you know, it's all about the other person, but I think sometimes when we volunteer and we give back, it's actually making a difference in our own lives.
100% agree with that, man. I would encourage anybody, and it doesn't take that much time out of your schedule to do it. And Wendy and her staff are so helpful in helping you make a schedule. I know people that only deliver once a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're ready. They're kind of, in case an emergency, they can be called. I mean, it's however you want your schedule to be, they will meet it. And it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you bring up a good point, because I think sometimes volunteers are weary of coming to join us as delivery people because they're worried about if they can do it or not.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, they're like, oh, that seems kind of scary. How am I going to know what to do?
Yeah.
So did you feel like the team actually prepared you well? Or?
Oh, gosh, yes. First of all, you know, you can either go in pairs where you have a driver, they call them a driver and a runner. And I started out like that. But then after a while, I realized, I get so much out of talking to the people. I just went by myself. So I go by myself. It's not that I don't want somebody in my car, but I get so much more out of it that way. But yes, they said, you know, we'll pair you with somebody who has done this. It's kind of like shadowing, I guess, you know. Mm-hmm. I guess my best shadow, I had the mayor with me last fall.
He wanted
to see, you know, and
what you
and
do.
I mean,
yeah.
He loved it. And his, I think it was his grandmother had gotten home delivered meals, and he had so many stories about how that was so helpful to her, because it lets people stay in their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of the thing, you know, and
Gary, I just want to say thank you for being part of today's program, for sharing your story, but also thank you for volunteering and for what you do. You are making a difference in people's lives, and we appreciate that. Wendy, I know that there are many volunteer opportunities available out there. If people want to learn more about volunteering or connect with you guys, how do they reach out to you?
They can call us at 920-683-4180, and we will be happy to get you connected and help your life be a little more enriched.
Awesome, guys. Thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next week right here only on WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at seehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seehafer broadcasting station.